When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Unbreakable Latina.
Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I am recording a video podcast today, so if you want to watch it on YouTube, please go watch. And if you're already here, thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to like and comment below. Let me know how you guys are doing. I hadn't done a video podcast in a couple weeks, and I definitely felt like it was time to show my face again. So here I am, and I still look the same, but I got a haircut. So my hair is shorter. I got some layers, and I got face framing layers. So I'm really debating whether or not I should splurge on a Dyson or the Shark, what is it? The Shark Flex or something like that. Those hair tools, but they're expensive, and I've been using my Hot Tools curling iron forever. So I don't know if I want to actually invest in that, but let me know if you have either one, if you like it, is it worth the money? I saw them both at Costco, so I was thinking of gifting myself that for Christmas. And yeah, let me know. So I have had a busy week per usual. My job's been crazy, but I have really been prioritizing my mental health by going on my walks, by getting outside and getting some sun while I can, and by going to Pilates and going to the gym. So I have been feeling better than I felt the last few weeks. I've been motivating myself and pushing myself, even though sometimes con este frillito se antoja nomás like to come home and lay down. But I've really been pushing myself, so I'm proud of myself because it's been a couple rough weeks. And you guys definitely noticed, I have a couple messages from people saying like, hey, like I know that you've been going through it and like we miss you and this and that. I hadn't really interacted with anybody on Instagram like I used to. And I was at the gym one of these nights and I was thinking like, man, I missed that, because that's how I really got to know a lot of you, by interacting with stories and just talking to you guys and spilling tea. And that's how a lot of connections were made. And I really miss that. So I'm going to start doing that again, because, you know, 2024, I'm going to do more. I really have a lot of plans. I think I had to get myself together. When the podcast started, everything was like, bam, bam, everything was happening so quick. And then you hit like this mark where you're like, well, what do I do now? Like, I've talked about so many subjects and I've done so many things. And it's hard to, when your podcast grows pretty fast, it's hard to keep up sometimes. I don't know how to explain it, but you know, when you grow fast, sometimes you come to like a little like, what do I do now? And there's been times where I think, should I even keep doing this? Is this even worth it? But then I get like, I go online and I get these messages from like new listeners or people that are like, hey, like your podcast has changed my life. And to think that sometimes I don't give myself enough credit for the podcast that I created, like it kind of upsets me, because if my sibling or my friend ever thought like, whatever they were working hard on wasn't making an impact, I'd be like, can you not see it? Are you blind? And I am blind because I do wear glasses, but I don't know. I just been a little hard on myself. And I told my mom, like, I need to, like, I feel like I suck. Like, I was telling her, she's like, why do you feel like that? I don't understand. And I just can't explain why, but you guys keep me going. So thank you for reassuring me that I shouldn't quit and that I should keep going, because I started this for a reason and I'm gonna continue to do it, because honestly, this is the longest relationship I ever had that I've been happy with. And yeah, so I just a little bit of my what's going on in my mind all the time, but I do want to get, there's so many people that I want to bring on the podcast. I just have to really get my shit together and get organized, because I have so many people that I've met that I want on the podcast to teach you something, to like share about their journeys. And I just keep making excuses because I want to live my life, but I could do both. I could live my life and I could get organized. And I think that's like my conflict right now, is that I don't get organized and I kind of go with the flow. And you can't go with the flow. You could go with the flow, but the flow needs a little scheduling, you know? So I want to do that, and I want to quit my job. The job is getting in the way, okay? In conclusion, every time I talk to somebody about the podcast, I'm like, well, my job gets in the way. Like, there's so many things that I want to be a part of during the week. And it's like, oh, hop on this Zoom at 1 p.m. 1 p.m. is prime time for me. I'm busy at work. I can't just be like, peace out. So maybe I should start looking for a new career. That way I could do both and more flexibility. But we'll see what 2024 has in store for me. I had told you guys that I went back on the dating apps, and I have like a bad relationship with the dating apps. So I got back on. There's this feature on Bumble where you could go on a speed date. So you don't see a picture and you just start talking. And some people are boring, but like this one person caught my attention. There was like a few that caught my attention, and like conversation kept going. They reveal who it is, then you decide whether or not you want to match. So this guy and I were just like talking and talking for, it's like a 3-minute date, a speed date. And I actually think it's a really cool thing. I think there should be an app created that just does that, because sometimes you judge people by how they look, and I hate that it's become like that. That's why I'm not fond of the dating apps. Like, what do people think about me when they see a picture? Like, oh, she's probably like full of herself, or look at her fake eyelashes. I don't know. But we judge people by how they look or what they put on their profile. I mean, sometimes they are like, oh, why are you putting that on your profile, sir? Like, but I thought it was a cool like feature that they had. So I did the speed date. I ended up matching with this guy. It was like Tuesday. And then he just kept talking to me on the dating app for like a day. And I was just like, okay, like, are we going to talk forever? Are we going to set something up? But I said, hey, I really enjoyed talking to you. Here's my phone number if you want to set something up. And right away, he's like, yeah, I want to set something up. And he asked me on a date. I told him when I was free. And he told me what worked for him. So we ended up going on Friday. And before that, he had told me, hey, can we change the time? And originally we had said 7:30, which is like pushing it for me because I'm an old lady and Fridays are one of my roughest days at work. So he said, can we push it to 8:30? And in my head, I'm like, no, I'm going to sleep at that time. Like, my plan is to get to the date 7:30, get home like by 9, you know? I told him like, hey, that's a little late for me, but we can always reschedule. He's like, no, I'll work something out. So anyways, on Thursday, he let me know where we were going. And I was like, cool. And in my head, I was thinking, hopefully he makes reservations because this place is always busy. But I'm trying to like not be so controlling. I just let it go. I'm like, look, this will tell a lot about a person. I know it's just reservations, but like I make reservations for my girlfriends all the time. And they make reservations for me. And I think that like, knowing where you're going ahead of time, like where you're going to park, what you're going to order. I know, crazy, but that's the type of person that I am. Like the other day I had gone to dinner with Angela. I sent her reservations. So I expect that, you know. Usually I get really like nervous about dates, anxious about like, what am I going to say? On my way to the date, I was thinking about how we put so much pressure on these dates and we don't even know if we're going to like the person. So just go with no expectations. You're just meeting up with a friend and see how the conversation flows. I got to the place, I parked, and he's like, hey, I put our name down, but they didn't give me a time estimate. And in my head, I'm thinking like, yeah, because you need to have reservations. But I was like, okay, that's fine. So we sat there, we talked. Time kept passing. And at this point, so I got there right at 7:30. And time just kept going. He's like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry that I make reservations. And in my head, I'm thinking like, yeah, I knew that. But I was just like, I was having a good time by like just talking to somebody that I'm meeting, right? And he kept checking, and next door was another restaurant. So he was like, do you mind going there? And I'm like, I don't really want to go there, but okay. Like, I was excited to go to this other place, but I'm hungry now. So we put our name down our both places, and then the restaurant, the second restaurant, was the one that called us first. So we went there, we got our food, we got a drink, and we just kept talking. As we were sitting there, I was just thinking to myself, like, oh, I'm on a date. This is what I wanted, right? And he was a gentleman. He was very nice, but I just don't think it was a match. I don't have anything to complain about. I wasn't like, oh my God, I can't wait to see him again, but I wasn't like, I won't see him again. There was a couple things that he said during the date that I was just like, oh, my boy is still stuck in the party phase. He's a little younger, so maybe that's why. But it was nice. It was nice to get out and get treated by a gentleman. So I don't know if we'll ever see each other again, but it was nice. For once, I didn't add him on Instagram. So I think it was nice. Sometimes I go back and forth on that because I like to add their Instagram just to see what their following is like, what they post, because it could be like those guys that just post that they're at the club all the time. But then I get the ick and then I don't want to go out with them. So this time I liked the conversation and I was just like, you know what? Let me do it a little different this time. I'm not going to add them on Instagram. I'm not going to ask for socials. But I did my little background search, so I was safe in that way and everything matched. So I felt comfortable going. Usually I ask for their Instagram just to see. And 9 out of 10 times when I ask for guys' Instagram, I instantly get the ick when I start going through their following and some putas nudies everywhere. So so I went on a date and it went well. So this week's episode, I wanted to talk about a little refresher on boundaries. Because I know with the holidays coming up, you know, I was talking to people at work. And we were talking about how every time there's drama for like Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for any holiday, there's always some sort of drama with a family member. Someone doesn't talk to somebody. Somebody says something mean to someone. So I want to do a little refresher and reminder to be kind and to respect people's boundaries. For example, stop asking me, ¿y el novio qué? Si no me quieren presentar a nadie, no me pregunten, ¿y el novio qué? Because I'm tired of hearing that question. If you want to introduce me to somebody, please do so, tía, tío, primo, prima. But don't be asking me where the boyfriend is, because it's hard out here, okay? So next time someone asks you, ¿y el novio? No sé, tía. You want to introduce me to somebody? ¿No tiene unas amiguitas que tengan un hot son? But that, or you're getting old, se te va a pasar el tren, or when are you gonna have kids? Some people have fertility issues. We have to keep in mind that we can't ask those questions. I remember early on in my 20s, I learned that, and I was put in an uncomfortable, I put myself in that uncomfortable position where I asked a coworker, like, oh, you didn't have any kids, or do you have any kids? And she's like, no, I never could have any. And I just felt like I didn't know what to say. So I rather people open up on their own and tell me if they have kids or not. Or if you ask somebody, like, oh, you just got married, why haven't you guys had kids? Like, you don't know what's happening health-wise with that person, with their significant other, or the reasoning behind, like, look at how the world is. Sometimes people just don't want to bring kids into the world because of how bad things are, how expensive things are. So unless you are willing to finance my children, please don't ask me when I'm having kids, because it's expensive out here. I could barely afford myself, let alone another human child, let alone a little baby. So unless you're planning on raising it and give me an allowance, then you can ask me, but don't ask me. No, but just kidding. Don't ask people when they're having kids. If someone gained weight, please don't call them, ay gordita, ah, mira, estás comiendo otra vez. Like, don't say that. You never know. Your primo, your prima, your tío, your tía, or you could be going through like a eating disorder or something where you already feel crappy about yourself, or a hormonal issue. Like, you never know health related problems, or just in general, like, hey, I gained some weight. Yeah, it's because I've been depressed. Like, no, not everybody is willing to be open like I am about what I'm going through. So make sure you keep that in mind when you are seeing your family member. Don't comment on anyone's weight. Don't comment on anyone's appearance. In the past, there has been times where I have avoided going to family functions just because I didn't want to run into, like, someone that was rude to me or that was rude to my parents or that was rude to my siblings. But then I would miss out on like seeing my cousins that I like or my uncles that I like. And I felt like it was so unfair that I was missing out on a family holiday just because I didn't like a particular person. But one thing that you have to keep in mind is that life is short and holidays only come once a year. So sometimes you have to prepare yourself before you go. If I see this allow yourself to go because you don't want to miss out on that. If it's too much for you, obviously, like, do your own thing. But if you're like, man, I really want to see my primos and my primas, pero ahí va a estar mi tía, la que siempre me dice que estoy gordita o que estoy flaquita. But you have to just go and prepare to what you're going to say when they bring up your weight. Like, if someone brings up, like, ay, mija, you gained some weight. Oh, tía, la mera verdad no quiero hablar about my weight gain. Make them feel as uncomfortable as they made you feel. Don't forget to set your boundaries. Boundaries can be uncomfortable to do, especially like in our culture where we're taught like, calladita te ves más bonita and no le contestes a tu tía. And I just remember like being young and if you were to talk back to an elder, then they would be like, ay, qué mal criada es. But sometimes the elders need to be put in their place. As a kid, I used to think adults had it all together, but nobody has it together. We're all figuring it out. So sometimes you have to make them uncomfortable and call them out on what they say. When you're setting boundaries, remind yourself that you're teaching others on how to treat you and what you will allow and what you won't allow. So if they bring up your weight, like I said, say, hey, I don't really feel like talking about my weight right now. Like, what have you been up to? Just change the conversation. Be prepared with answers to the questions that you don't want to answer. So if someone says like, oh, you quit your job and now you're unemployed. Oh, everything's going well. Thank you so much for asking. How have you been? Literally just cut it right there and then. When you're at your family gatherings, if someone brings up something that makes you uncomfortable or you don't want to talk about, don't be afraid to change the subject. For example, if they say like, oh my God, what happened to your boyfriend? You guys were together for so long. And be like, we just decided to go separate ways. Anyways, the mashed potatoes are so delicious. You have to give me the recipe and start asking them what ingredients it has. Just change the subject. I know it sounds funny, but it's true. Like, if that doesn't tell someone that you don't want to speak on that subject, I don't know what will. And sometimes you just have to walk away from the person and be like, oh, I'm gonna go con mi primo allá jugar lotería. And our family members bring up things like that. I don't think that they're intending to hurt us or to bring up like a subject that you feel sensitive about. I just think that in our culture, people are not accustomed to having boundaries, and it's okay to start setting boundaries and teaching people about not talking about certain subjects unless you want to talk about it. Now, if you say, hey, tía, like I've been having trouble getting pregnant and that's why I haven't had kids, that's different because you want to share that. But if you are just like, I'm too sensitive about this subject right now, it's okay to set those boundaries. It's okay to teach your family that not all topics are up for discussion. If you're feeling really uncomfortable at a family setting, remove yourself from the situation. Either if you flew somewhere and you're staying at your family house, hey, I'm gonna go to sleep early or go for a walk outside, take the dog out or go for a little drive if you're stuck there. If not, just go home. That simple. You don't have to put yourself in these situations. And if you are in these type of environments where people are bringing up stuff that makes you uncomfortable, maybe they're not aware that it makes you uncomfortable. So make them aware. And another thing that I saw like on TikTok where people saying like, when someone says something that they shouldn't have brought up or something like that, just say, wow, you really said that out loud? And then people will be like, what? Because they're put on the spot. Don't forget to keep setting boundaries and stay strong with those boundaries. And if you need, find someone that, like your sister. If your sister's like, hey, oh my God, if my tía comes up to me and asks me something, like, please be right there with me to, like, back me up. Or say like, ay, tía, ¿por qué tantas preguntas? ¿Que es una entrevista o algo? You know, you have to have like a little ally with you. But make sure you enjoy your family time, make new memories, and if it is a lot for you, then make your own traditions. You don't have to go to your family things. I actually only worked 2 days this week, so I'm very excited about that. I decided to take an extra day off, and I am really looking forward to it. I hope you guys have a good holiday, and you enjoy your time off if you get time off from work, and if you don't, I'm sorry. I hope people are patient with you if you work in retail. Please don't forget to be nice to the workers in retail. I can't stand when I go shopping and people are pissed because there's only one line open. Sometimes everybody calls off, people are getting sick again, so make sure that you're staying safe and that you're being kind to others. There's a lot of ugly going on in the world, and the last thing that you need is to add to it. So take care of your guys' selves and enjoy your families. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye!